Topic 16. Read on. The Circle.
In this novel, the young May Holland gets a job at a powerful social media company called The Circle, which is like a combination of Facebook, Google, Twitter, PayPal, and every other big online conglomerate you can think of. With its limitless profits, the company can offer its workers top-notch technology and state-of-the-art facilities, overnight accommodation, restaurants, gyms, and fancy parties. In fact, the amenities at The Circle are so attractive that many employees prefer not to go home at all. Among The Circle's inventions is TrueU, a single integrated user interface that executes and streamlines all internet interactions and purchases. One button for the rest of your life online. The company's philosophy is total transparency, and the most transparent of all is SeaChange. Cheap, lollipop-sized, high-resolution cameras that can be put anywhere, recording everything, with its real-time footage available to everybody. No filter. See everything. Always. One politician starts wearing a SeaChange device all day long, allowing the public to see everything she sees and does. Soon, all politicians who want to be seen as honest and transparent have to wear SeaChange or risk being seen as devious, dishonest, and hiding something from the public. May gets her parents to install SeaChange in their home, and she herself starts wearing the small SeaChange device 24/7. Soon, May has millions of followers online who watch her and her parents' every move. May's ex-boyfriend Mercer has his own business, making chandeliers from antlers. He is getting increasingly worried about the intrusion of The Circle into his private life. He spends hours thinking of ways to go off the social media grid and how to unsubscribe to mailing lists without hurting anyone's feelings. But his connection with May, and her connection with SeaChange, The Circle, and her millions of friends, means that privacy is almost impossible. In this extract, Mercer tries to get May to think about what she and The Circle are doing to people's lives.